I'm Steve Miller reporting. Friday, a day after a gunman killed five other colleagues, the staff of a U.S. newspaper published a new edition reporting the horrifying events that unfolded in their newsroom less than 24 hours earlier. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the shooting while speaking at an event on Friday.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
A judge has ordered the alleged shooter to be held without bail. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said on Friday that the success of the EU leaders' agreement on migration would be judged by its implementation.
As regards our deal on migration, it is far too early to talk about a success. We have managed to reach an agreement in the European Council, but this is, in fact, the easiest part of the task compared to what awaits us on the ground when we start implementing it.
Regarding Brexit negotiations, Tusk said a lot had yet to be achieved. Spanish maritime rescue services have brought ashore 90 migrants pulled up from boats as they attempted to cross the Strait of Gibraltar from Mexico, from Morocco. The route is the shortest from northern Africa to Europe. It's gaining popularity among migrants looking to flee conflicts or poverty. The renewed popularity of the so-called Western Mediterranean route is straining Spain's law enforcement response and its social safety networks. This is VOA News. Rescue teams in Thailand were continuing their search for 12 boys and their football coach, who have been missing for six